I sit at the breakfast table in the china room with cold coffee and the newspaper in front of me. Geeta respects the silence. There is nothing she can say that I want to hear, and we both know this. For the moment, I just want quiet while the shitstorm of my life builds to hurricane strength beyond the walls of my sanctuary. The newspaper paints of the portrait of me as a victim. I'm not entirely certain this is good or bad. I'm going to go with good. Pathetic is better than asshole. I'm no longer a source of amusement, but rather pity. I'm not certain being pitied is any good either. I have become pitiable. A sad fucking sack that generates sales for the newspapers. I'm the new poster boy for Schadenfreude. The jackass everyone can be happy they're not. My misery is their confirmation that someone in the world has it worse off than they do. My phone rings yet again. I should turn off the thing or even turn down the ringer, but I like self-flagellation, so I let the ring whip me. I must like it. I keep putting myself in a position to get my ass kicked. There has to be a reason. I check the display. Unknown caller. I set it back on the table, unanswered. Geeta picks it up. She's my doctor, surrogate sister, best friend, and now personal assistant. She answers the phone.
Spice of India,
she speaks in a sing-songy voice.
Is this for delivery or takeout?
I smile. The last time she answered the phone, it was for Bombay Palace. The time before that, Taj Mahal takeout. This is our joke. No one else is allowed to participate.
No, this is Spice of India. Yes, Spice of India, for certain. Spice of India, would you like to order? Very good, sir. Not a problem at all, sir. Goodbye, sir.
The phone goes back on the table. Mrs. Gresham enters with fresh coffee and toast for me and tea for Geeta. I don't want toast.
I have to eat something. What do I want her to make for me?
Make me disappear.
That's not on the menu. What about pancakes?
Fine, but I'd rather have French toast and bacon.
She can do French toast and bacon.
Make it with the bacon and the egg in between the slices of French toast like she used to do.
Do I want her to put a syrup smiley face on the bread?
Yes. She presses her lips against the crown of my head before she leaves. Geeta reaches over the table and takes my hand yet again. She has the coldest hands of anyone I've ever met. Her fingers are like tiny icicles. The cool is strangely comforting.
It's not really as bad as I think it is. Nothing ever is.
I know. I just thought I was done being fodder for the press. I was doing so well.
I am doing well.
Am I? Really? Because from where I'm sitting, it doesn't seem like I'm doing well.
At least this time they didn't have to blur the pictures to conceal bits of my anatomy.
Small blessings.
Yes. Small blessings add up to big ones. I have my health and people that love me. The rest will come in time.
She squeezes my hand again and smiles at me. Will she marry me?
No, but she does appreciate the offer.
Is she going to marry Harry?
It's still very early to make any sort of assumption.
Bullshit. They're crazy about each other. She just smiles. My hand gets another squeeze. My phone rings again. I check the display. This is a call I will take. I regret it the moment I answer. It's not my former fiancé. It's her father. Not that he greets me properly or gives me his name. I know it's him because he's the only person I know that has that Jabba the Hutt laugh. All sort of meaty, moist and rolling. What does he want? To savor the moment, he continues to chortle as he speaks. He's all class. Do I know how to find the man that beat the ever-loving piss out of me? Why? Because he wants to buy him a drink. The chortling turns to the sort of congested coughing of a man with a heart one double bacon cheeseburger away from exploding in his chest. I silently urge him to have a heart attack.